Time magazine drops this article entitled "The Secret History of the Shadow Campaign That Saved the 2020 election." And so this gentleman, Richard Armanda Mills, of course, he works for Turning Point USA. We're going to drop that for a second. But he does sum it up perfectly. Mainstream media: 2020 election was the safest, secure election in the history of elections. How dare you say it was rigged? Nothing of the sort. Remember, no widespread proof of any interference. Time magazine's like, suckers. Because we're going to drop a story talking about a secret group of elites who did interfere in the election, and there's nothing you can do about it. So, to highlight this, written in within the Time magazine article, they write, that's why the participants want the secret history of the 2020 election told. It's a huge article. If you want it, I dropped it in the chat room. If you want it, I can forward it to you on Twitter. Even though it sounds like a paranoid, this is word for word from Time magazine. Even though it sounds like a paranoid fever dream, a well-funded cabal of powerful people ranging across industries and ideologies working together behind the scenes to influence perceptions, change the rules and laws, steer media coverage, and control the flow of information. That's the end of their quote. Well, that sure as hell sounds like rigging an election to me. I mean, I'm just a dummy sitting behind a microphone in the Batcave here in Central Texas. But it sounds like if you're working together with another group of people to influence perceptions, change rules and laws, especially when it comes to, I don't know, mail-in voting, steer media coverage and control the flow of information, it sounds like you're rigging something. You're trying to get a predetermined outcome, if you will. I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy. It goes on. This is the same Time magazine article, word for word. Quote, after Election Day, they monitored every pressure point to ensure that Trump could not overturn the result, unquote. Back into this Time magazine article, quote, their work touched every aspect of the election. This is from the article. I'm going to read this word for word to you. They got states to change voting systems and laws and help secure hundreds of millions in public and private funding. They fended off voter suppression lawsuits, recruited armies of poll workers, and got millions of people to vote by mail for the first time. But this isn't a conspiracy, folks. This everything that happened on November 3rd, 2020, perfectly safe, most secure election ever. How dare anybody say there was any tampering? I like how they fended off voter suppression lawsuits. So by that definition, are we to include SCOTUS in this? I mean, Roberts on what? At least on one occasion before the election punted away the Philadelphia lawsuit, which could have changed the entire outlook of the November 3rd election. Is he a part of this powerful cabal? I mean, yes, but I'm just asking the question. 844-527-8723. Once again, I'm going to read word for word from the Time magazine article. In a way, Trump was right. There was a conspiracy unfolding behind the scenes. one that both curtailed the protests and coordinated resistance from CEOs. Both surprises were the result of an informal alliance between left-wing activists and business titans. Now we're out of the article. Is it any surprise that business titans, which we've read about, especially yesterday, favor left-wing ideology to work hand-in-hand? The Amistad Project. We all remember that. They detailed how Facebook ran their own essential non-for-profit to get ballot boxes dropped in places like Georgia. Southern Poverty Law Center did the same thing. Time Magazine is telling you, when you were listening to the Crusade Channel on November 3rd, 2020, with Mike Church, myself, and our data guy, our stats guy, BKB, and we all stopped and went, what is going on right now? Why is everything's, that was the cabal in action. But they were telling you, they were telling you for weeks. How dare you question the integrity of this election? How dare you? They went all Greta Thunberg all over us. Included was the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, usually considered a right-leaning organization. And so, the handshake, this is also from the article, quote, the handshake between business and labor was just one component of this vast cross-partisan campaign to protect the election, an extraordinary shadow effect. That is in this article. A shadow effect. People working together. And who can you blame? Who is the coordinator behind all this? Who was the architect, according to Time Magazine? Michael Podhoser, the political director of the AFL-CIO. So when you talk about unions, right? Unions act, and the nutso thing, and the absolute mind-blowing thing is that this guy, the head of the AFL-CIO, who organizes this whole thing, shot his own foot off because one day in, Supreme Leader Joe Biden came in and said, "Haba shaba haba haba, no more oil and fracking, ba 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 ba, sign sign sign." The unions are going, "What are you doing? What? Yeah, you think Podhoser really cares? Dude's getting his due money." This is why unions in this century, in this context, are evil. Are evil. Why does Donald Trump not sit in the Oval Office? Is because the unions did everything they could to keep him out. Here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. In a way, Trump was right. There was a, I already read that. The pact was formalized in a terse, little notice joint statement from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the AFL-CIO published on Election Day. This is also from the article. Michael Podhoser, who Time Magazine identifies and says, sometimes in the fall of 2019, Podhoser became convinced the election was headed for a disaster, i.e., oh my gosh, we've tanked. Oh, wait, they haven't tanked the economy yet. Oh no, Trump survived impeachment. Trump is more popular than ever. Trump is going to steamroll any Democratic candidate we put out there.